The $600 million Proposition A would pay for the construction or rehabilitation of nearly 3,000 housing units, the biggest housing bond in the city's history. KCBS political analyst Larry Gersten says San Francisco city leaders are doing what they can to increase the dwindling stock of affordable housing.
It's particularly disconcerting in San Francisco because as so many of the high-tech companies come in, they've made it difficult for people to stay in the city, and so many have left.
And that includes more and more tech workers. For example, one well-paid Apple employee who recently decided to move herself and her family from San Jose to Austin. 32-year-old Haley Casey says they don't regret their decision, telling USA Today, there's a flexible, family-friendly nature to life here that doesn't exist in the intense, pressurized world of Bay Area tech. Meanwhile, other cities are doing what they can to help teachers who are being priced out of the Bay Area.
It's hard to make ends meet with the rents skyrocketing the way they are.
Patty Cortese, board president of the Eastside Union High School District, tells KPIX 5 they want to build 100 apartments for staff on the site of a current bus yard. The board has voted to put a $60 million general obligation bond on the March 2020 ballot. Matt Bigler, KCBS.